It took the blood. And today it still takes the blood. I thought about 20 years ago, it took the blood. It still takes the blood in the day that we're living in right now to save somebody. Brother Ray, we living in an hour where nobody no longer wants to pray and seek God no more, but it's still the blood stands. I thought about as a situation it seemed like before I got in church, Brother Ray, I couldn't even sleep in my own trailer. I was sitting there and the conviction hit me so strong I couldn't even sleep. And I said, I got to go to church. I've got to go to church, Brother Ray. And I was sitting there, and one night we got, and I had to get up out of my house and go sleep at my dad's house. I felt a little safer at my dad's house, but the conviction was hitting me. And Brother Ray, I had to get up the next day when church came around. I had to give my heart to God. It seemed like I was running down every road I could run down, but the only road I could see was Jesus Christ and the blood of Him. Brother Ray, it's got to the day and hour where nobody wants the blood no more in their life. But let me tell you, it takes the blood of Jesus or we'll never see the kingdom of God. Hey, Jesus told Nicodemus, He said, you must be born again. Hey, that don't exempt us from a church. I know some people that's very good people and get their shirt off their back, Brother Ray. But let me tell you something, if they ain't got the blood applied to their life, hey, they'll die lost in this lost world. Hey, it takes the blood in the hour that we're living in. Hey, the blood of Jesus is what it takes. Hey, it'll wash you and make you white as snow. Hey, it'll clean a filthy boy up today, Brother Ray. I thought about I was lost as you could be out in sin. But I tell you what, God brought me out of sin. It's because Jesus Christ is faithful and just to forgive us of all sin if we'll pray and seek God. Hey, how do you get saved? You pray and ask God to save you. Hey, you can't go to no high priest and let him pray you through. Hey, you can't go to no Roman Catholic and let him pray you through. I'm telling you, you got to find you a place to pray and seek God. Hey, ask Jesus Christ to come into your life. Hey, that's what it takes tonight. It takes the blood of Jesus to do it tonight. Hey, it takes the blood. The blood can wash you and make you whole. I thought about I was out in the backyard praying, Brother Ray, the other day, and I kept looking up to heaven. I said, God, I thank you for your son. I said, he didn't have to do it, but he did. He didn't have to die on that cross, but he did. Let me tell you, we ought to worship him all over this building. Hey, the blood of Jesus still stands today. Hey, I'm telling you, the devil don't like it when we preach on the blood no more. Hey, but the blood will still wash you and make you clean. Hey, I've seen it touch drug dealers and clean them up. Hey, I've seen it touch Catholic people and save them. Hey, I'm telling you what, Brother Ray in Georgia, we was down there the other day. Hey, I seen a Catholic woman come down to the altar and pray. Hey, she said, I don't know this way. Hey, but there's a lot of people that don't know this way, but when the blood touches you, hey, it'll show you the right way. Hey, it'll clean you up from all sin. Hey, it'll clean your world out tonight. Yeah, that's right. I was thinking, somebody said, how do you know when you got saved? Because I know when the blood of Jesus touched me. Because I quit doing things I once did. Brother Ray, I gave up the things of this world. I used to play ball every day of the week, it seemed like. But when the blood touched me, I no longer played ball. I said, God, I got to work for you every day of my life. I got to do what I can. And somebody said, oh, you ain't been touched by the blood of Jesus. Hey, when you touch by the blood of Jesus, you'll know it. Hey, you'll know you've been cleansed from your sin because when you get up from this altar, hey, you'll be cleansed. You'll love your enemies. Hey, you'll love everybody in the church when the blood of Jesus touches up. Hey, if it could only wash our sins away. Hey, it can do it tonight, church, if we'd only let it. We got to believe that Jesus died for our sins tonight. He's died for our sins. I know in our this regular lifestyle, you can go anywhere to down at Low Bills. You can buy washing powders, and mostly everybody uses Tide with bleach. And I was thinking you can use Tide with bleach, and you can try to wash a white shirt, but you never get it clean. You never get it clean as much as you white. And they say, well, Tide will bring anything out. But I'm here to tell us that the blood of Jesus can do it. Hey, it can clean your life up. It can clean you up. It don't matter what you've been doing in your life. God can clean you up. Hey, God can change your lifestyle around. I'm telling you right now, God wants to help somebody in this building. Hey, somebody's under a heavy load that need to give it to God. Hey, somebody's out in this filthy world. Hey, but Jesus Christ is still in the saving business. How do you know that? Because I've seen people get saved in the last few weeks. Hey, I know the blood of Jesus still stands. Hey, the devil don't like it when we preach on the blood of Jesus. But I'm telling you what, it can wash your sins away. Hey, it can change your lifestyle, and it will change him if you only believe that Jesus done it tonight. Jesus Christ can wash your sins away. He said if we just confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive. If we could just forgive, people sat in the holiness churches and never pray whatsoever, Brother Ray. The conviction no longer falls in the house of God, but it's the people's fault because the conviction is falling. And you know, God will start dealing with a soul's heart in the place, and they will not pray. They'll let the devil sit there and say, oh, you ain't got to have the blood applied to your life. But I'm here to tell you tonight, if you ain't got the blood applied to your life, you'll die and go to the devil's hell tonight. You better quit listening to what the devil tells you. You better listen to what Jesus Christ is telling you. Hey, I'm telling you, there's a graveyard, there's a lost world out there that needs Jesus Christ, and we need to preach Jesus Christ, and him crucified is what we need to preach. Brother Ray, there's people in the graveyard that died lost. You know what they said? They said, tomorrow we'll pray. Tomorrow we'll seek God, but they never had a chance again. There's people in this church that may not never have a chance again, but the blood of Jesus is here tonight to cleanse us from all sin. Hey, it'll cleanse us up and wash us and make us whole. I was thinking about a song they sang. It says, please forgive me. It said, for I need your grace to make it through. All I have is you, and I'm at your mercy. I thought about that, Brother Collins. I stood out in the yard for maybe 20 minutes saying, please forgive me. All I have is you. I need your grace to make it through. Brother Ray, I felt the Holy Ghost hit me when I kept saying it. I felt the power of God hit me all over my body. And I know it's the blood touching me. And the Bible said that grace has appeared unto all men somewhere down the road. Hey, it may have been when we was in our younger age or in our older life, but let me tell you something, the blood of Jesus has been, it's appeared unto all men somewhere down the road. Hey, somewhere somebody may have pushed it off to the side, but long as you still got breath in your body, there's still chance to pray. Hey, there's still chance to pray through and let the blood cleanse you. Hey, it'll cleanse you from all sin. I appreciate January of 97 when Jesus came into my life. He didn't have to do it, but he done it. He didn't have to do it, but he done it. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I know there's a lot of people that's been in it longer than I have, but it takes the blood. I know Brother Ray preached down there in Kentucky, and this 98-year-old woman was up down there. She said she'd been saved for 80 years. It took the blood. It took the blood 80 years ago. And it'll take the blood when we die. When we leave this world, the blood's still going to stand. The blood's everything tonight. Jesus Christ done it for our... When Brother Ray, when they went to hang him on that cross, all he was thinking about was me and you. The love in his heart for me and you. For a sinner, just like me and you. I thought about Brother Ray. I was out in this world, and I said, God, I don't know if I could ever get saved. But let me tell you, the devil tells you can't never get saved. But the blood of Jesus can save anybody from their sin. Hey, and I like that tonight because the blood can touch anybody. Hey, it can touch an alcoholic and change his lifestyle. Hey, it can touch anybody and change their lifestyle. Hey, that's what it takes tonight, the genuine blood. We've got to an hour that everybody says they're saved. But you can look at them, you can tell the blood's not in their life. If you got the blood of Jesus in your life, you'll seek God, you'll study, you'll read your Bible, you'll want to pray for people, you'll want to do everything for God. You'll love your enemies, you'll love your neighbor, you'll love everybody around you, because that's what the love of God is. When the blood of Jesus gets applied to your life just right, Hey, you'll love everybody. You'll want to go out and talk about how Jesus saved you, how he sanctified us, how he filled us with the good Holy Ghost. You no longer hear about that no more. You hear, oh, the devil's got this one down. But let me tell you, their blood is still standing this day. Hey, the blood is going to stand every day of our life. Hey, it still takes the blood. I know we're subject to fall any time, Brother Ray, but long as we got the blood applied to our life, the devil can't get us. Hey, he can't cross the bloodline of Jesus. He cannot take you out of the hands of God. That's why it takes praying and fasting today. It takes the genuine blood to be applied just right. That's what it takes. It takes the blood of Jesus to be in our life. And I thought about this recently. I want to read this one thing here, then I'm coming to a close. In Romans chapter number 10, verse number 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You got to confess your sins is the first thing. You got to believe it in your heart that he was raised from the dead. We've got to believe that, Brother Ray. If we could only just confess our sins. We no longer see people confessing their sins that don't seem like, but there's still some out there that's doing it. And I appreciate those that's believing that Jesus Christ done it. We just need to believe on the blood more and more every day of our life. That's what it's going to take in the last day. That's how we're going to stand when everything comes about, by the blood of Jesus. That's what it takes. It'll wash our sins away. I thought about coming to a close here. I was working on a job, and I seemed like I'm called to be a full-time evangelist. And I seem like God moved us back to Georgia for a little while. I've been working in the church, and I went to a job, and I was only supposed to work on this job 1 week. And I said, I'll work for a week. And we got to praying about a situation and said, God, if it be your will, let him ask me for a full-time job. This man's never seen me before. Seemed like, Brother Ray, I felt like he'd asked me, but I didn't, you know. And seemed like I was sitting there, and I went in that morning, 2 hours on the job. This man called me into the office. He said, I know you're a full-time evangelist. He said, and I got what I got because God gave it to me. And he said, I want you to go to work with me, full-time job. He said, but this is the catch to it. He said, I'm giving you the option that I've never gave no other body. This is a public job, I want you to understand. And he said these words, Brother Ray. He said, you a full-time evangelist? He said, if you got to go preach, he said, if you're gone 6 months, he said, you still got a job when you get back. He said, you still got a job when you get back. And I said, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Brother Ray, this man's never seen me from Adam's house cat. I've never seen him in my life, and I lived in the same town with this man. And I know it was God that moved on this situation. I believe that was God. And I appreciate it, Brother Ray. He said, if you ever got to go preach anywhere, he said, you go. He said, you go. He said, that's why I got what I got today. He said, because I put God first. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that. You don't get a public job like that. And Brother Collins, it seemed like when I quit to Bartow County, I drove a truck, and I made pretty good money, had pretty good benefits. And you know what, Brother Collins, when I went to work on this job, I got a 60-cent raise, more than I made on the job, and I got just as good as benefits. And I thought, the devil said, God ain't doing nothing for you. But God done everything for me. Hey, God's touched me in a mighty way, and God's helped me in a mighty way. And I appreciate that tonight. And I thank God for the blood of Jesus. Has anybody got any prayer requests tonight?
Heart, well, no heart, well, no heart, well, no heart. I've got victory over the enemy, and this world can't do me no harm. I've been wounded in the battle, got battle scars to show. He's been right there through the wind and the rain. He's still the same, I know. I've got victory of the enemy, and this war can't do me no harm. Well, no harm. Well, no harm. Well, no harm. No harm. I've got victory over the enemy, and this war can't do me no harm. The enemy's been watching, wait for me to fall. I've come through the valley of the shadow of death. I fear no evil at all. I've got victory over the enemy, and this war can't do me no harm. Well, I've got victory over the enemy. Well, I've got victory over the enemy. Well, I've got victory over the enemy, and this world can't do me no harm. Well, no harm. Well, no harm. Well, no harm. No harm. I've got victory over the enemy, and this world can't do me no harm. Well, Jesus gave me the victory when he died upon the cross. He bore the stripes and paid the price that I would not be lost. And I've got victory over the enemy, and this world can't do me no harm. Well, no harm. Well, no harm. Well, no harm. No harm. I've got victory over the enemy, and this world can't do me no harm. I've been wounded in the battle, have battle scars to show. He's been right there through the wind and the rain. He's still the same I know. I've got victory over the enemy, and this world can't do me no harm. Well, no harm. Well, no harm. No harm. No harm. I've got victory over the enemy, and this world can't do me no harm. The enemy's been watching, wait for me to fall. I've come through the valley of the shadow of death, and I fear no evil at all. I've got victory over the enemy, and this world can't do me no harm. Well, no harm. Well, no harm. Well, no harm. Well, no harm. I've got victory over the enemy, and this world can't do me no harm. The enemy's been watching, wait for me to fall. I've come through the valley of the shadow of death, and I fear no evil at all. I've got victory over the enemy, and this world can't do me no harm. Well, no harm. Well, no harm. Well, no harm. Well, no harm. I've got victory over the enemy, and this world can't do me no harm. Could you lift a hand and give God the praise? Ain't you glad of the victory tonight? Ain't you glad that no matter what this world brings our way and what the devil throws our way, that there is a greater power that's above tonight, that there's a greater influence tonight? Thank God the Bible said, Brother Johnson, that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I believe we could just lift a hand and thank God that no matter what the devil's got, God's got more. will no harm, will no harm, will no harm, no harm. I've got victory over the enemy, and this world can't do me no harm. I've been wounded in the battle, I got battle scars to show. He's been right there through the wind and the rain, still the same. I know I've got victory over the enemy, and this world can't do me no harm. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise God. Well, sing it, shout it, walk it, talk it. There's a higher power. Lay down your soul, cause Jesus bought it. There's higher power. Amen. Amen. Well, there's a higher power. Amen. Amen. Well, there's a higher power. Amen. Amen. There's a higher power. Amen.
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 There's higher power. Go tell those people lost in sin.
There's higher power.
They need